WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. There will be at least three new principals in the Bryan School District next year. Officials announced two resignations yesterday. Sam Houston principal Holly Haveman is retiring after 35 years with the district. And the first year principal at Sam Rayburn, Walter Hunt, is stepping down to take care of family in Houston. Online surveys have been established. If you're interested in making a comment on their successors, you can find those links at WTAW.com. In February, Harvey Mitchell principal John Rokenbrod accepted a position at the Bryan District Central Office. Monday night's school board meeting agenda includes possible action to name his replacement. 4 years ago, the College Station City Council entered an agreement with a Bryan nonprofit to develop two homes using federal money for low-income buyers. 2 years ago, city staff told the council there was a misuse of the money by the faith-based organization Embrace Brazos Valley. Last year, the council filed a lawsuit against Embrace. 2 weeks ago, the council, without comment, approved an out-of-court settlement. Mayor Nancy Berry was asked about the settlement earlier this week on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
I really can't. Non-disclosure is part of the settlement.
The response to an email sent to the lawyer representing Embrace stated he would not be available for comment until next month. According to the lawsuit, the city was seeking damages of more than $100,000. The federal grant to Embrace was for almost $200,000. According to the council discussion from 2 years ago, the city repaid the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and any money received by Embrace would go to the city's general fund. A city spokesman says what happened with Embrace does not affect their status with HUD, nor will it affect funding in future grant years. A former employee of a College Station technology company is accused of stealing more than $50,000. 36-year-old Suvarnil Basu, who lives in the Denver area but is from India, was fired 2 weeks ago. He was arrested earlier this week for felony theft. Then he spent 18 hours in jail before he was released on bond. After his release, there was an additional requirement to give up his passport, which CSPD has not received. Police were notified 2 weeks ago by Basu's former employer after an internal audit revealed fraudulent travel and expense reports that were made between April and December of last year. Calling the 12th man, a team at Texas A&M needs your help.
Startup Aggieland student group called TriFusion is the first team to qualify in roughly 10 years for the world's largest, richest business plan competition.
TriFusion Devices exists to build next-generation prosthetic and other biomedical devices for veterans or men, women, and children who have lost a limb for a variety of reasons.
Co-founder of TriFusion, Blake Teipel, says the Rice Business Plan Competition is a three-day event where $1.5 million can be won throughout the weekend.
The facet where the general public can really come in and play a key role is what's called the People's Choice Award.
Teipel says winning the People's Choice Award would show market demand for TriFusion and help qualify them for a cash award. There's a direct link to vote online at WTAW.com, or you can find Rice Business Plan Competition on Facebook. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This week's Bryan City Council meeting was the first opportunity to remember the recent death of longtime restaurant owner and entrepreneur Jose Montemayor. Mayor Jason Byinski remembered growing up with Jose's restaurants.
Growing up, going to his restaurants, Highway 30, and then it burnt down, then downtown Bryan, it was Drop East, just first out of school, and it was great. I mean, he was there before most of the other restaurants were in downtown Bryan, so definitely a trendsetter. So God bless him and his family.
Funeral services were last week. Burial will be in Mexico. Jose Montemayor, the namesake of Jose's restaurant on South Texas in Bryan, was 76 years old. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 55 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 6:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring-summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low, and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280990.
Good morning. It's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Partial sun developing today. Temperatures up to 80 degrees and patchy fog will disappear this morning. Clouds will start to head our way tonight. Lows will be near 65. Not only do we get the cloudiness tomorrow, but we also get some showers and thunderstorms. It'll be breezy, 75 to 80. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and storms tomorrow night, lows 60 to 65. Showers and thunderstorms continue into Sunday. Breezy Sunday, a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M picking up a brand new assistant basketball coach. A&M baseball gearing up for baseball. Go figure, in Mississippi. A&M softball will host Alabama over the weekend, plus a stack more stuff coming up in sports at about 6:50.
So as far as the percentages in rain, it's 20% tomorrow, 30% tomorrow night, then 60% on Sunday, and 70% Sunday night and Monday. So you should have already thrown the fertilizer, but if you hadn't, go ahead and do that, or any other amendments you want to put out there and get them soaked in good. And this is about as thick a fog as I can remember recently.
Yeah. Pretty pea soupish.
Yeah. So if you're driving on a road that you're not used to, just slow it down.
There's something about crossing Welburn on 2818 that just, it hit all of a sudden.
I think it has to do probably with elevation.
Maybe.
Yeah. A little bit of temperature inversion, too. But
look at us getting all technical talking.
Don't, you know. All right. So, a guy in England almost managed to spend $4,000 on something ridiculous. I say almost. He was lucky enough to stop payment just before the transaction was finalized. At 2 in the morning, while groggy on sleeping pills, the guy thought that he'd do a little internet shopping. He ordered a yak.
Of course he did.
Like you do when you're taking sleeping pills.
Luckily, he was able to stop the payment at his credit card company before you did that. Go find out how we can buy a yak online. Would you do that during this next commercial break? Just because.
Info.
And that takes a really big, really big drone to deliver.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, they're not selling me the whole yak, parts of it. Apparently, yak meat is a thing. It's worth your while to spend now I'm hungry.
Yeah, yak milk is pink. Did you know that?
Oh, yes. Yak. No, they're selling yak meat.
Yeah, I understand.
Steaks.
I was just saying milk, just so I wouldn't think about yak meat.
The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra closes a season filled with unforgettable moments on Sunday, April 24th at 5 p.m. in Rudder Theater, with music director Marcelo Busicki conducting an all-Gershwin program. The concert will be filled with Gershwin favorites such as American in Paris and Rhapsody in Blue, featuring pianist Alexandre Dosen. Tickets are on sale now at bvso.org or by calling 979-845-1234.
So is it ground yak meat? Is it yak filet?
Oh,
is
they
it...
have steaks. They have ground meat. They've got fiber and milk and hide and dung.
Poo. So do we know what it costs? What's a pound of yak meat cost? Yak burgers. Hey, sounds like a good weekend for yak burgers. Golly. And where is this company? Do we know?
One of them's in California.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there you go.
What's your daddy
oh,
doing?
Oh, they're out of stock.
Oh, no.
On meat or poo?
On meat.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if that's because of demand or supply. Probably supply.
What's your dad do? He's a yak butcher.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, there you go.
Big call for that, is there?
I'm not sure. Okay, here we go. It's day 106. It's Friday, the 15th of April. We got 260 of them to go. National That Sucks Day. We know
okay.
why. Well, we know why.
That could be a
oh,
lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. But today doesn't. Today actually is not tax day, and we'll
see,
talk about
yeah.
that later. It's Take a Wild Guess Day,
okay.
which, again, probably has to do with your taxes. Rubber Eraser Day.
Also taxes.
Glazed spiral ham day.
I don't know how that works into taxes.
I don't either. It's Titanic Remembrance Day. This is the day it got all wet on the inside.
started off yesterday, sunk today.
Yeah, World Art Day. It's Da Vinci's birthday is the reason they do that. It's DNA Day, may as well. And Micro-Volunteering Day.
And, huh?
I'll look at it.
Helping an old lady cross the street?
A step at a time.
Yeah.
Wait here, I'll be right back. Wait here, I'll be right back. Wait here, I'll be right back. We're almost there. I'll be right back. And also it's...
Pause Day?
Or no, it's Day of Silence.
Oh.
Yeah, but we got to work anyway. All right, we got birthdays.
Messi Williams is 19 from Soap Opera with Swords. Emma Watson, 26. That's Hermione Granger from Harry Potter. Elisa Barga is 33. She was in the I Am Legend movie. Seth Rogen is 34. Luke Evans, 37, from Beauty and the Beast. One of my absolute favorites, and Scott, if you haven't found this guy yet, you need to dig him up. It's Chris Stapleton.
Oh, you know, he's good. Saw him on the CMA. Does he just have one hat?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
That's the only hat I've seen him wear. Now, there's a feature.
Well, he ain't fancy.
No, he's not. That's okay.
That's the point.
Yeah, there's a feature on him I just haven't gotten around to watching.
Something else.
I had a Pandora station on, and I was like, is that Chris Stapleton? I don't even listen to him that much. He's got a voice.
Yeah.
Worth trying to find.
Okay.
Danny Pino is 42 from Law & Order SVU. Ed O'Brien from Radiohead lead singer. He is 48. Samantha Fox, Naughty Girls Need Love Too. One hit wonder from 1887. She's 50. Emma Thompson's 57. And Roy Clark. Hee-haw.
Really?
He is 83 years old today.
I guess he's not playing.
Well, let's see. If only there were a way. Let's see if Roy... We'll see how the Roy Clark tour is going.
I bet you he spends time in Branson. He got a house in Branson, I bet.
Yeah, probably. I say
he summers in Branson.
Superpicker.com. That's his...
That's his website?
It is.
Oh, wow.
That's yeah, so there.
Look at him. He could probably afford some yak ribeyes. $28 a pound.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. Says Roy is preparing for a busy year in 2014. Okay.
He's been busy since then.
I guess we haven't updated that.
Oops.
Yeah. We'll get right back to you. Micro-volunteering is individuals taking convenient bite-sized actions, often from home, in support of a good cause. So that's why it's called that. All right, let me see. And
The Super Picker. Because Super Picker, I think that was about noses.
Well, okay.
All righty then.
On Saturday, it's National Stress Awareness Day. It's Wear Your Jammies to Work Day. Well, it's Saturday, so you don't work.
Why
I guess
not?
It'll be all right. Save the Elephant Day. It's Record Store Day. Record Store Day tomorrow. We'll talk about that later.
All Eggs three Benedict. Of them that are still in existence.
That's right. Eggs Benedict Day, Orchid Day, Auctioneer's Day, and National Park Week begins, and we got birthdays.
Gina Carano. She is in the MMA and quite tough, 34 years old. Lucas Haas is 40. That was the little Amish kid in the movie Witness. Peter Billingsley is 45 from The Christmas Story. He was Ralphie. John Cryer is 51. Geraldo, 51 years old, had the hit Rico Suave. I know one of Scott's favorites. Martin Lawrence is also 51. David Pinier is 52. Lead singer for Soul Asylum. Jimmy Osmond. Little Jimmy Osmond's 53. Ellen Barkin, 62. Bill Belichick. Had nothing to do with the flake gate.
Uh-huh.
64 years old. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Lou Alcindor, 69. George the Animal Steel. He's an old school wrestler. He's 79, but he also played Tor Johnson in the Ed Wood movie.
Oh, cool. All right.
Bobby Vinton is 81. Remember wow. Blue Velvet? And Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI is 89 today.
Sunday, it's Blah 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 Day.
Love that.
Haiku Poetry Day.
Hey, I've been doing those.
Okay. Well, you got one you want to share?
I'll find one real quick.
Okay, fine. Nothing like a dame day. Ford Mustang Day. And National Cheese Ball Day. All right. And by the way, the beginning of National Karaoke Week. It's better if you're drunk, probably. All right,
Rooney Mara is 31 years old. She was the girl in the dragon tattoo and is also the daughter of the guy that owns the Nueva York Jets.
Okay.
Or Giants, sorry.
Okay.
The Mara family. 31 today, Henry Ian Cusick is 49 from Lost Victoria Beckham. Posh Spice is 42 years old. Jennifer Gardner is 44. Adam McKay directed and helped co-write Anchorman, Talladega Nights, Step Brothers, and then went, I'm done with this, and wrote The Big Short. Oh, he got okay. an Oscar for it.
Yeah.
He's 48. Liz Phair is 49 on Saturday. Lila Rochon is 52. She did Waiting to Exhale in Harlem Nights. Boomer Esiason, his first name is actually Norman. He's 55. Sean Bean is 57 from Lord of the Rings. Afrika Bambaataa is 59. He's a hip-hop legend. Olivia Hussey, 65, from Romeo and Juliet. That was Juliet.
Yeah.
That we probably all watched in school.
Mm-hmm.
And Jan Hammer. I know it's Jan, but it says Jan. 68 years old on Saturday.
Okay, it's Sunday.
Sunday.
And Sunday is also the anniversary of Paul Revere's ride that took place in 1775. The problem is that Israel Bissell is actually the guy who did most of the ride.
Aha, yeah. Yes.
Because Paul got arrested like 90 minutes in. And so it was Bissell. He was 23 at the time, rode 345 miles.
Woof.
Those are some saddle sores right there.
Oh, yeah.
All doing that whole got British is coming thing.
Got a handful of haikus for you real quick.
Okay.
They're short.
Uh-huh.
In dictionary, under April Fool's entry, see Scott, Tom, and Chase.
Wow.
When I write haiku, I don't always rhyme the words, but sometimes I do.
Oh,
and this
like
one,
that.
This is my current favorite. Time for bed. Not yet. Rise and shine. I don't want to. Adulting is hard.
Very good.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Hillary is once again refusing to release the transcripts of her Wall Street speeches in recorded interviews with the editorial board for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Clinton seemed annoyed when asked if she would release the transcripts for speeches in which she was paid more money than the average American makes in 1 year. Quote, well, I can only say this. Let's make sure everybody is as transparent as I, she said, while blasting the media's double standard between her and Bernie Sanders. Sanders, quote, it certainly has been a double standard between me and the others who run. Let's meet the same standards. As the New York Times points out, Clinton earned $11 million in 2014 and the first quarter of 2015 for 51 speeches, which he gave to banks and to other companies. So much for being dead broke, right, Hillary?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Question, should you worry about identity theft during the tax season? The answer is yes. Now, the IRS reported over $6 billion in fraudulent refunds in a single year due to identity theft. Now, does it matter if you're not getting a refund? Well, no, because thieves can use information from your tax documents to commit crimes, like draining your bank and retirement accounts or opening fraudulent credit card accounts. Now, they can do it well after the tax season ends. Now, maybe you think you're okay because you have, quote, free credit monitoring. It won't help resolve any identity theft problems. LifeLock will. And as a LifeLock member, if you're ever a victim of ID tax fraud, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists, and they know the steps to take and the calls to make to help resolve all identity theft issues. Membership start at just $9.99 a month. Enrollment only takes minutes. Call 800-440-4836. Go to their website, lifelock.com. Go there now. Use the promo code Hannity or mention my name, and you save 10% on your membership. 1-800-440-4836 for lifelock.com.
Thanks for the memories. Thanks for letting me be carefree. So fun, gotta grab, I can hold it. Jump in, now we're living in the moment. Take a joyride on a water slide. How I wish this day would last forever. Hold on to every moment. We're going to straight up high. Hold on to every moment. Hold on to every moment. The hottest, coolest time. Hold on to every moment. Straight up high.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. Schlitterbahn has more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment, Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Some of Japan's biggest firms, including Sony and Toyota, shut down operations in southern Japan today after the region's deadly earthquake. But analysts say While the economy could be affected, the impact will be far less than previous disasters. With widespread damage to infrastructure, several companies, including in the steel, auto, and tech sector, say they have temporarily ceased production. Venture capital investors hit the brakes on investing in the first quarter following a funding boom the past 2 years that pushed valuations of once hot tech startups to new heights. Funding for U.S. startups fell 25% from the fourth quarter to $13.9 billion, the largest quarterly decline on record since the dot-com bust. Cruise Automation Incorporated and its founder have filed a lawsuit against an engineer for allegedly delaying the company's $1 billion acquisition by GM by demanding a stake in the startup. Crude oil down 65 cents at $40.85 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are little changed. That's your money now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
In this day and age, we certainly live in a hurry-up, get-it-done-right-now world. Dining or food is fast food. A bank is an ATM. And around the world in 80 days? It takes less than one if you fly the right direction. Now this. American laziness, or the need for speed, has exploded to all new levels. Apparently, ready-made popcorn is seeing a huge sales growth in the U.S. because we've become so lazy, or we want it so fast, we can't even microwave a bag of popcorn anymore. Remember how fast that was? You didn't have to cook it. You just threw it in the microwave. 3 minutes later, you had it. In the past year, microwave popcorn has grown just under 1%. Popcorn that's already popped, almost 12%. Colleen Bailey is the brand director for Orville Redenbacher. And she says, quote, microwave popcorn was all about convenience, having to only wait 3 minutes to get warm, delicious popcorn. As times changed, the definition of convenience, or in this case, speed, has changed. An industry analyst took it even further, saying Americans love ready-made popcorn because, quote, you don't have to take the extra step of opening the box, opening the wrapper, and hoping you have the skill to watch it so you don't ruin it. Have we become so ADD that we can't even microwave popcorn? You can't wait the 3 minutes. You put it in, you walk someplace else, and come back and it's burnt? At this rate, Orville Redenbacher better start working on IV so we don't even have to chew it. With the commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.
CHI St. Joseph Health is proud to bring Grand Fondo to the Brazos Valley. Sunday, April 24th, join cyclists from across the state and bike through the scenic countryside of our community. To register, visit GrandFondoBCS.com. Individual, team, and family rides are available. Grand Fondo BCS is hosted by Atlas Group, and all proceeds support cancer services at CHI St. Joseph Health. Register now for Grand Fondo, April 24th in Bryan.
Good morning. It's 628 of Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Got a lot of fog out there. It is heavy, so plan on taking a little extra time to get to where you need to this morning. 80 will be our high after all this stuff burns off. Winds out of the east at about 5 miles an hour, 63 for a low tonight. 20% chance of rain on Saturday, and then Saturday night we're at 30%. Sunday goes up to 60%. Sunday night it's 70%, and we'll continue to have that at Monday. Then actually hangs around at about 50 or 60% on Tuesday as well. Right now the wind's out of the east at 5 miles an hour. And again, that fog out there, so be aware. 56 degrees.
Even some scientists believe we may have been contacted by aliens at least once in Ohio in the 70s. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know coming up.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. COSAMIN ASU. a unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushion and cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
Could it be that we have actually received communication from aliens? You see, there was a signal.
This was a signal that was received by a telescope in Ohio in 1977. And it looks exactly like a signal that we were expecting from aliens.
Science writer Michael Brooks, author of the book 13 Things That Don't Make Sense.
In the 1950s, scientists worked out what an alien signal might look like and how they might communicate. And this signal turned out to be exactly that. Unfortunately, we've never had another one, and we don't know what to make of this.
Michael says science is still pondering the whole concept of free will.
The idea that you make your own decisions is actually not the view of science, even though it's the view of us every day. Neuroscientists are saying that our brains are kind of making these decisions well before we're conscious of any intention to do something. So if you perform a measurement on somebody's brain to see when the arm is about to start moving or something like that, and compare that to when the person said, I'm going to move my arm, you find that the brain has already started the movement well before the person has made the conscious decision to move.
This is a really hard idea to grasp, says Michael. However,
there was a more recent study that found that up to 7 seconds could occur between the brain starting a movement and the person becoming aware of it. So it seems there's a lot to explore there in terms of, are we responsible for our actions?
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios, and as Scott mentioned, quite foggy. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The city of College Station is not in any trouble with the federal agency that awards grants to provide money for low-income housing. That follows a lawsuit the city council recently settled out of court with the Bryan nonprofit over misuse of nearly $200,000 in grant money. Mayor Nancy Berry, speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, would not release settlement details due to a non-disclosure clause, but she did answer what the city is doing about creating more affordable housing.
We're partnering with ElderAid. They buy duplexes and apartments and then rent them out to elderly, low-income people. But there certainly is a need for low- to moderate-income homes in College Station.
Last year, the city sued Embrace Brazos Valley over how it administered a grant from the Department of Housing and Urban Development to build two houses intended to be sold to low-income buyers. According to the lawsuit, the city accused Embrace of selling one house to a buyer that did not meet city requirements, spending money on other projects, and failing to protect the city when the city was forced to reimburse HUD for the misappropriated grant money. Whatever the city collects in the settlement from the faith-based organization, it will go to the city's general fund. The response to an email sent to the lawyer representing Embrace stated he would not be available for comment until next month. The namesake of the longtime Jose's restaurant on South Texas in Bryan died recently. Jose Montemayor was remembered at this week's Bryan City Council meeting. Mayor Jason Byinski said no one knew Montemayor was distant relatives of the family that owned the new Axis Pipe and Tube plant.
They're from the same town, same area. It was just a coincidental deal early in the discussion to get them here in our community. And so Jose brought them back to the kitchen, showed them what they were doing, the recipes, how they were doing things, made them feel at home. And I'll tell you, that was one of several keys that I think, you know, they'll tell you that, you know, they became friends and that, they wanted to do business with us. That meant a lot, you know, and that was here in Bryan, Texas. And we landed that $300-400 million company here, Bryan, Texas. And Jose had a part of bringing that here, his hospitality and his friendship. So, you know, I'll never forget Jose for that.
Councilman Al Sines described Montemayor as a good man who lived a good life, who did good for others. Funeral services were held last week in Bryan, and his burial will be in Mexico. More about Jose Montemayor, who was 76, is on the Hillier Funeral Home website. A Tyler man has admitted to setting fire to a Bryan home more than 2 years ago. 48-year-old Gregory Cass, who has been in jail since his arrest in January 2014, was sentenced to 5 years for the arson at 101 Dillard, which is south of Sue Haswell Park near 26th and Coulter. Due to Cass's criminal history, he could have received life. College Station police arrested a former technology company employee this week on charges of collecting more than $50,000 of fraudulent travel and expense claims. According to the arrest report, 36-year-old Suvernail Basu told investigators he altered multiple receipts between April and December of last year. They were initially discovered by internal auditors, then reported to police 2 weeks ago. Basu, who lives in a suburb of Denver but is a citizen of India, spent 18 hours in the Brazos County Jail. After he was released on bond, Basu was told to give up his passport. As of yesterday, CSPD had not received the passport. Bryan and College Station police are looking for the same people in four recent convenience store burglaries. Each time, they forced their way inside and left with cigarettes. Two of the break-ins were at the Chevron located at Barron Road and the freeway, the third at the Bryan Food Mart on Old Hearn Road, and the fourth was at the Boonville Food Mart at Boonville and Briarcrest. Online at WTAW.com are videos of the two burglaries along with contact information if you can identify the suspects. The Bryan School District has announced two principals are not returning next year. One is Holly Haveman at Sam Houston, who's been with the district for 35 years. And Walter Hunt, who is completing his first year at Sam Rayburn, is leaving to be closer to Houston to take care of family members. Those who are interested in making suggestions about their successors are invited to complete online surveys. Those links can be found at WTAW.com. That makes at least three new principals in Bryan schools next year. The school board on Monday night is scheduled to consider the next principal at Harvey Mitchell. That's after John Rokenbrod accepted a technology position in the district's central office. A Texas A&M student startup group is looking for fellow Aggie support in a competition this weekend.
TriFusion, a startup Aggieland student group, is working to build next-generation prosthetic and other biomedical devices for veterans and other men, women, and children who have lost a limb.
Make load-bearing prosthetic devices possible for the first time using 3D printing.
Co-founder Blake Teipel says the idea won them first place at the Southeastern Conference pitch and the Baylor Business Plan Competition earlier this year. Now they are finalists in the Rice Business Competition Plan, the world's largest, richest competition of its kind.
First prize, though, is several hundred thousand dollars.
Teipel says you can help by voting for TriFusion in the People's Choice Award.
And that money would go directly to materials and reimbursement costs to get our first devices built.
A direct link to vote is on Rice Business Competition Plan's Facebook page or on our website at WTAW.com. Voting in Saturday. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 55 degrees and foggy. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More local news coming up after Fox News at 7. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low, and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280990.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Hi, Bubba Dixon, your friend from Tom Light Chevrolet here with a simple proposition. You could wake up early and waste a whole day looking all over for a Chevy deal, or search TomLight.com and discover hundreds of vehicles within minutes. There you'll find over 250 vehicles to choose from, including a triple-digit selection of Chevy's best-selling truck, Chevy Silverado, and a great assortment of GM certified pre-owns with remaining factory warranty and an extra 12 months and 12,000 miles included, plus 2 years of free oil changes. Best of all, every single car, truck, or SUV comes with Tom Light's most competitive pricing. The choice is clear. Take the TomLight.com challenge or visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
We're here for you.
Things you learn while camping. When you take the little ones fishing, sometimes they catch the biggest fish. We wouldn't have it any other way. Get your camping and fishing story started at RV Station in Bryan. You can always reel in the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Get your family's adventure started in a brand new Keystone hideout for zero down and just $232 a month. That's pretty inexpensive family entertainment. This one's stock number is 3716, sales price of $20,995, 144 months at 6.99 APR WAC. Come see us at RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, or shop over 500 campers at RVStation.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
They are 640. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years, and they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information for you at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partly sunny for today. Our temperatures will head up to 80. A few of us may deal with a little bit of patchy fog this morning. It'll become partly to mostly cloudy overnight near 65. For tomorrow, lots of clouds, breezy, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing during the day, 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms, breezy tomorrow night, lows 60 to 65. Cloudy and breezy on Sunday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs are going to be around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I used the bullpen an awful lot this past weekend. We needed to get some guys some work. I was proud of those guys for being sharp.
And that's Coach Rob Childress gearing up for Mississippi State and the Bulldogs this evening. Softball team takes on number 4 Alabama at the Aggie Softball Complex. And in basketball, has got a new coach. The NHL playoffs started last night, and more coming up in sports about 10 minutes from now. Ish.
People from New York are not like us.
No.
Okay.
Not like many people.
Yeah.
Nope.
And they'll tell you the same thing.
Yep.
And apparently those two knew their audience last night.
So. Oh, the Sanders Clinton crew?
Yeah, yep. I guess. I mean, I didn't turn it on for a second. Just was reading about it today. And
had our producer pull all the highlights so you could listen to some?
Yeah, sure. You know, after all, that's the most important thing. Don't forget.
Of the 10 contested conventions...
Who's this again?
Only 3 times did the front runner get picked.
John Kasich.
He's in 4th, yeah?
Yeah. Well, here he is on, he was on late night last night. And he's telling the same story that he told to Scott Pelley on CBS earlier this week.
It gets to like this. There's Coke, there's Pepsi, and there's Kasich.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because nobody heard of me, right? So now it's sort of Coke, Pepsi, and Kasich, I think. And then people just have to make up their mind that they want to put me in their cart.
Is there a Diet Kasich? You know what I'm saying? Is there a Kasich with cherry? Is there a vanilla Kasich?
I would say he was a very vanilla Kasich.
Yeah. High energy Kasich?
No, I don't believe there is one of those.
No.
Oh, anyway, so he was out there.
He'd be caffeine free.
Yeah. Anyway.
Budget option.
I just went in and pulled up Kasich to see what I could find in there.
Actually, he's cola.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, he'd be your generic. Let's see. I don't know. Do we care? Do you want to listen to Bernie? You want to hear?
Sure, why
argue
not?
With Hillary?
Let's hear some Bernie.
We need a Supreme Court justice who will make it crystal clear, and this nominee has not yet done that, crystal clear that he or she will vote to overturn Citizens United.
And, you know, I heard some people talking about the difference between the reason that Bernie is able to garner support from coast to coast, because the kind of things that he is talking about, first of all, he's transparent. That's people like that. I mean,
he hasn't been out in the sun, but that's sort of rude.
Well, yeah. No, you really know what... you really know what he stands for.
For sure, for sure.
And that...
I really like him for that.
And I think that's true.
I don't like his policies, but I've said before, I like him and I like Cruz to go head-to-head because at least you know where the country stands.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Instead of putting a fourth-place person in your shopping cart. Yeah. But because of that, he's talking about issues that people do care about. I mean, he's talking about raising the minimum wage and all this kind of stuff. Now, again, granted, he's a screaming socialist.
Yeah, he's totally wrong.
He's like a crazy liberal person.
But he's honest about being wrong.
But he is. And the thing is,
unapologetic.
Well, and for people who don't know any better, they get all ginned up about that. Oh, boy, I'm going to get a free college education. Really? Are you?
People bemoan the money in politics and, oh, let's get citizens united. Let's restrict what people can do. What if you took the power out of politics, or what if you reduced the amount of power that politicians had? Then there wouldn't be so much money to be applied to the government.
But here's the... Now, see...
What?
Patrick, here's the problem.
I'm sorry. I thought pragmatism was allowed on this show.
No, you have made
silly man.
You've made a ginormous miscalculation.
Oh, I have.
Yeah. You don't understand that we're not smart enough to know what's best for us. That's why we have to elect these boys and girls and send them up there to, number one, protect us from the things that are dangerous because we're not smart enough to know. And number two, do everything they can to help people get stuff for free so that they'll get reelected.
You know what? As a microcosm of that, with all the great advice you've given on this show and that I haven't followed, you're probably right.
Yeah.
And also, you give away free stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you're pretty close to Bernie Sanders.
Is this Scott is Bernie Sanders?
There you are.
Have you ever seen the two together?
Yeah, that's right. But, I mean, that's...
Scott has better hair.
Yeah, well, a little more of it, not much. But anyway, but I mean, that's the whole thing, is that these young people get, I mean, they just glaze over when they hear Bernie talk about all this and how it can be a righter, better world, and I'm the guy to do it.
It's hard to pay attention and really even think about what you believe.
Well, that's also true. They can say, oh, I like a lot of things that Bernie said. And then they walk away from that. And that's why he gets crowds, and that's fine.
But same thing with Trump.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Sure.
So, politicians in general. Let's
Can we do this? Could we cut the presidential term to like 2 years, maybe?
Oh God, no.
See, well, that way you do like an oops. Well, that wasn't the right guy, or oops, that wasn't the right person. Let's do that.
Do you want to deal with this every 2 years?
Oh well, no. I know. I've definitely hit the fatigue point. There's no doubt. And I'm just saying. They're
why don't we raise the stakes and make it like a decade?
Could do that. Yeah, could do that.
If you're going to campaign for 2 years anyway, just make it count.
Yeah, because if you're going to spend that much time on it, you got to.
And then you really can blame someone.
Yeah, because you did this for 10 years.
One 10-year term. You can blame Bush all you want, but halfway through, it's all you, buddy.
Yeah, and there's Clinton back there going, dang, I missed my chance.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott. Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 16th, learn about venomous animals in Texas. While Texas is home sweet home to most of us, there are lots of critters with fangs and stingers. We'll teach you about them this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Most of us are willing to spend a certain number of dollars on our hobby of gardening. The more we can get for those dollars, however, the happier we are as gardeners. I have some ways you can conserve your money without compromising the results you get while you're out there gardening. Protect your gardening investment. I'll be back with details right after this message.
We have the second printing of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening in our office and ready to send to you. I can save you money on it. It's going to be $31.95, but for a limited time, I will extend the sale price. The price of the first printing, just $28.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Now remember, it is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. I chose not to go those directions, and it's not a revision of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, last published in 1991. Order by calling 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or order at neilsperry.com. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. I self-published this book so I could have the book you always needed. Every book goes out signed. 1-800-752-4769, Neil Sperry. Speaking of protecting your gardening investment, you want to protect all of your spring plantings, new and old alike, from the ravages of a Texas summertime. Here we are on the edge of another one. Just a few cents worth of water can save trees and shrubs that cost dozens, if not hundreds or thousands of dollars. Learn to recognize early signs of drought and then step to your plant's rescue before they reach the permanent wilting point. That is, the point beyond which they can't recover, even with deep watering. Slow, deep soakings are usually best. Above all, don't ever water by the clock. Plants will dry out at varying rates. You may be watering on 3-day increments in the heat of the summer and once every week or two in late spring or fall, maybe not at all over the wintertime. It all depends. You want to boost your lawn into really active growth. By this time of spring, St. Augustine and Bermuda should be growing at their best paces of the year. Both of these are warm season grasses, which means they're happiest in the 80-plus temperatures that we're seeing now. You can put that active growth to work for you by making sure you have the turf adequately fed with a quality high nitrogen or all nitrogen slow-release fertilizer. In fact, rather than spending dozens of dollars on various types of weed killers, invest instead in a couple of bags of quality lawn food, and a lot of the weeds will go away. Vigorous turf that is properly fed, adequately watered, and mowed frequently will crowd out almost all weeds. Then, if a few persist, you can buy the appropriate herbicide. Now, similar advice goes with pest control. Not every insect is damaging. Those types that are damaging may not be present in large quantities. However, you need to have all of your trees and shrubs properly identified first so you can more quickly identify any problems that begin to arise. Insects and diseases you see are generally common only to a specific plant or small group of closer related plants. If the numbers of insects and the amount of disease seem to be threatening to those plants, use the best available effective control. It may be organic, I'll give you that, but it also may be inorganic. Whichever it needs to be effective, that's the one you want to use. You need to ask the nurseryman before you plunk your money down, how effective is this control? Will it kill all of them, or am I going to have to retreat several times? Perhaps most important of all, though, learn to read your plants. They'll give you early indications of problems that may be arising. Step to their rescue then before things get out of hand. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Texas A&M men's basketball has hired Urich Mwangi as an assistant coach. A native of Arlington, Texas, Mwangi comes to Aggieland after stops at SMU, Houston, and SFA. Most recently, he served as the national scouting director for John Lucas Enterprises, where he assisted in identifying and evaluating talent from across the nation. With a conference slate nearing the midway point, the number 3 A&M baseball team heads to Starkville, Mississippi to take on the top team in the SEC Western Division. The 8th-ranked Mississippi State Bulldogs are 8-4 in SEC action, just one game ahead of the Aggies in the West. The Bats have been good over the last four games, and the guys have thrown up 40 runs in the process, while the bullpen has only allowed 7 tallies. Here's Coach Rob Childress on the pitching staff.
Well, for us not to use the bullpen an awful lot this past weekend, we needed to get some guys some work. I was proud of those guys for being sharp and, you know, feel like we're as ready as we can be headed to Starkville. And, you know, they're certainly hot, playing well, coming off a series win at Florida. And, you know, for us to accomplish the things that we want to accomplish and being at the top of the league, we've got to go take care of business on the road.
Sophomore right-hander Brigham Hill is 4-0, and he gets the bump for the Aggies this evening. He goes against junior Dakota Hudson. Today, first pitch at 6:30, tomorrow at 2, and then on Sunday at 1:30. All those games on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. We'll move over to a different diamond as the number 15th-ranked Texas A&M softball team will host 4th-ranked Alabama for a 3-game series that starts today at 6:30 at the Aggie Softball Complex. Former Texas A&M standouts Courtney Walker and Jordan Jones were selected in the 2016 WNBA draft yesterday. Walker was selected as the 16th pick overall for the Atlanta Dream, while Jones goes to number 34 and the Chicago Sky. Annie Coons is the champion and on her way to the Olympics. She produced a career-best 5,904 points to win the California Invitational Heptathlon and surpassed the qualifying standard for the U.S. Olympic trials in the process. The postseason starts for Aggie men's golf this weekend as Texas A&M sets its sights on a conference title at the 2016 SEC Championships. They tee things up today at Sea Island Golf Club Seaside Course in Georgia. On out of the NFL, where they'll start where they left off last year in Super Bowl 50 with the Denver Broncos playing the Carolina Panthers in Game 1. It's the first rematch on opening weekend since 1970 when Minnesota played champion Kansas City. Among the highlights for the opening weekend in the Rams' return to representing Los Angeles as they visit San Francisco in the nightcap of a Monday night doubleheader. Both Texas MLB teams were in action last night. Here's Roger Emmerich with a rundown.
Defending World Series champ Royals win 3-4 over the Astros, including last night's victory at Minute Maid Park.
Here's the pitch. Rasmus swings, hits it sharply. Infante gets it to second for one, on to first. Double play! Game over! Wade Davis kind of claps his hands a little bit, didn't need to work as much as he did Tuesday night, but he nails down a 6-2 victory.
That drops Houston to 3-7, last in the American League West, defending AL West champ Rangers 6-5 after a home victory over the Orioles.
Here's the 1-1, and a weak ground ball past Tolleson to Odor at second. He's got it over the first, in time, the ball game is over. The Rangers win it by the score of 6-3.
Roger Emmerich, TSN Sports.
And we'll wrap it up with some postseason hockey, where Jamie Benn had a goal and 2 assists as the Dallas Stars beat the Minnesota Wild 4-0 in the first round opener of the NHL playoffs. Jason Spezza returned to postseason form with a nifty goal and added an assist for the Stars. And Coach Lindy Ruff was pleased with Kari Lehtinen's clean sheet.
You know, there was a couple of times we got long shifts and we're hemmed in our own end. I thought he made a couple real good saves for us. But he didn't make any mistakes. He played a great game for us.
Game 2 is Saturday night in Dallas. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Attention taxpayers, this is a tax service announcement from the tax pros at Jackson Hewitt. Tax day is around the corner. If you're in the process of filing your own taxes, stop immediately. One mistake can cost you boatloads of money. Instead, stop by Jackson Hewitt, where you can have your taxes filed by a tax pro with 100% accuracy, maximum refund guaranteed. Prices start as low as $48 for Tier 1 1040 EZ filers. Other returns may qualify to get $50 today on an American Express Serve card after you file with us. Just stop into any one of our 6,300 Jackson Hewitt locations. But hurry, tax day is almost here. Jackson Hewitt, where taxes are less taxing. Minimum tax prep fee required for $50 gift. Additional fees apply for state, local, and more complex federal tax returns, financial products, and other services. Valid at participating locations. Terms and conditions apply for all offers. See jacksonhewitt.com/tier1 for details.
Howdy, this is Royce Hickman with the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please allow me to invite you to join the Chamber and our title sponsor, Reynolds & Reynolds, for our annual spring job fair being held on Thursday, April the 28th from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at the Hilton College Station. Booths for Chamber members are $250. All other employers are welcome at $300. Job seekers will be admitted free of charge. The Chamber Spring Job Fair, April the 28th at the Hilton College Station. Visit bcschamber.org or call 260-5200 for more details.
Hey, Brazos Valley, this is Mark, down at Sovac City. You ever walk into your vacuum shop and you're looking going, man, what kind of bag do I need? What kind of belt? What kind of filter? Well, at Sovac City's new superstore, we have everything you could possibly want. We got thousands of bags, belts, filters. If we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist anymore. Sovac City, it's a giant superstore filled with everything that you need. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City Superstore, come on down and see us.
Hi there, this is David Hogan, and if you haven't noticed, we've had a lot of rain and warm weather.
That means a lot of grass. If you're tired of plodding around all weekend on that old mower, then come see us at Kyrus Truck Center. We can fix you up with a new Cub Cadet or Ferris Zero Turn. We've even got zero turns with steering wheels. We still got zero down and 0%. Come see us. We'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kyrus Truck Center, half mile east of the bypass on Highway 21. Or give us a call at 979-778-7481.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 2-